Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Another episode is right. Currently dealing with a very spoiled, self-centered 16-year-old daughter. Son, help.
Oh, this is so classic, right?
Can you relate?
I'm sure I can. Why don't you spill the tea?
Allison,
drop the deets.
Well, Allison from Greece writes in for Parental and says, I can't defect or blame at all in this situation. This is completely on the shoulders of my husband and myself, letting our daughter get away with this for so long. We rarely said no to her growing up because we always had the mindset of, oh, just let her have it. It's no big deal. And then things kept escalating from there. And it was always avoiding the fight. Just give in. Just give in. We say be home by 11:30. She pouts that nobody else has to. She comes home at 2 o'clock in the morning instead. Sometimes drunk. Tells lies like she intended to get home early, but her
drunk.
Yeah. She says that she intended to get home early, but things like her phone would die, so she had no way of knowing what time it is. You're right. Not a clock in the world aside from her cell phone.
She's like wearing her Apple Watch.
We tell her to do her schoolwork. She blows it off. She tells us we wouldn't understand how boring the class is. Unless it's her friends, boys, her social life, her clothes, she cannot be bothered with anything else. And it's incredibly exhausting, and it's sad that it's gotten to this point. Something that clearly needs to be handled before she leaves for college in a couple years. I guess the question I'm asking is, are we too late to change her behavior, and how can we fix this? If anyone has any solid advice, we're all ears. Thanks, Moose and Breezy.
All right.
Allison from Greece.
I don't think it's too late.
I don't think so either.
Get her on Dr. Phil. It did wonders for Bad Baby.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. She got worse and then got extremely famous.
Catch me outside. How about that?
And now she got cancer.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah.
So, this took a weird turn.
I know. Anyways, I think you need to, honestly, have someone else intervene, a professional, if I'm being honest.
Like a therapist, counselor, one of those professionals, right?
Yes.
Because at this point, I think, no offense, Allison, she clearly doesn't respect you. She's gotten away with this type of behavior for so long. Why would that change now? She's going to do what she wants to do when she wants to do it because, in her eyes, you're not really an authoritative figure any longer.
Right.
Let's go over to the phones. Give us a call. Give us a text, guys, if you have any advice for Allison. I know some of you definitely have teenagers in the house. How would you deal with this? We have a teenager in here in the studio with us right now. It's so weird to say. Jackie, how old are you?
I know.
Nine?
Yeah, I'm 19.
Oh, you're 19.
Mm-hmm.
So this was you like 3 months ago. So
yeah.
What? How is
Were
this?
You coming home drunk?
At 19?
Yeah. No, at 16.
At 16. What we like, when listening to Allison's message to us for Parental,
mm-hmm.
her daughter, obviously going on a rebellious, she's, what would you call this?
She's rebelling.
She's having a rebelling streak right now. How is this?
She's a rebel.
Similar to you 3 years ago?
Rebellious.
Not at all, no. I was a grandma at 16.
Oh, so you can't relate to this at all?
No, unfortunately not.
Why? What made you a grandma?
Just,
you just had
in
to
my
grow
town,
past?
There's not a lot to do. So there's not, it's not like Rochester, there's not things to do to rebel.
She was like needle pointing before bed.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, we're, I mean, I'm sure your parents are happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
Good on you, though.
Absolutely. No, for sure. I mean, listen, I said it back when the Northern Lights were here. I tried to go watch them at the top of this parking garage right here.
Yeah.
We drove all the way to the top. There was probably like 25 cars of just teenagers drinking at the top of the parking garage. I'm like, this doesn't seem good at all. Like, you're all drinking in this parking garage, then you're going to drive home? Right. I'm going to get home. Thank you, though.
Yeah. Jill says this is what happens when you're raised with zero consequences or discipline. And I think you do definitely still have time to fix it if you have an open relationship with her. If not, the task will be much more difficult, in my opinion. Travis says, yes, but you can save yourself a lot of stress and money by telling her how you feel and that she's not mature enough to go to college. And that once she turns 18, she will have to get a job, pay rent, be respectful, buy her own clothes and personal items. If she can do this for a year, she can go to college. Otherwise, she has to move out. Yeah, that's some tough parenting right there.
You think to go from that, though?
To go from where they're at right now and how they've been treating her to this?
I don't think they'll do that. But what do I know? I think that that's too much of a hard shift for her to be like, okay, then screw you guys. See ya. And like she's so rebellious right now that I think it would even, I would just push her away farther.
Yeah, what's the consequences? You tell her to come home at 11:30. She walks in at 1:30, drunk off her ass. What are the consequences?
You
that?
Don't let her go out again.
Have you tried not letting her go out with restrictions? Like you can't go out and have your phone unless your homework is done. You can't go out if you're going to come home drunk, etc. Start setting some serious boundaries and stick to them no matter the fight. That came in from Frank. Frankie.
Yeah. You have to, because if not, she's just going to continue to walk all over you.
No, 100%. Like Chrissy here. We got a message. Chrissy from Gates just says, this girl has a ton of growing up to do, and she doesn't see you as an authority figure, and I don't think you do either. You need to start coming to some mutual agreements, using what leverage you have, but with her full participation. She is accustomed to unconditionally getting whatever she wants. She needs to start keeping her end of the bargain like an adult. Yeah, it sounds like she's the only child too.
Right. I think it's, I think that a lot of parents don't take full advantage of the resources they have at their district.
What are they?
Guidance counselors, psychologists, different types of authority, teachers. There's a lot of people in position of power that can help and are trained to help. And I feel like parents don't lean on that enough to reach out to the school and ask for help from those professional and, you know, trained people that are really there to do said thing.
Yeah. I mean, no, don't get me wrong, Allison. I love that you sent us this message, but I mean,
we're the farthest thing from trained professionals.
No, I'm just saying, though, I mean, it's we always get great advice from our listeners, especially the people who are in it, you know, the parents of teenagers going through this exact situation. But like you said, there's resources that are available to you. Raising children is like holding a leash. As they mature and prove that they can handle their freedom, let the leash go. As they make mistakes, pull it back and correct their behavior. As you said, this has not happened for a while as she's been growing up, and that's okay. She's still growing up, and there's still time to instill good habits in her. That's from Jackie.
Yeah.
You got to have a serious conversation with her, Allison, because she needs all the help she can get at this point. But
and
like a lot of people are saying,
effort.
It's not too late. It's definitely not.
It's definitely not too late. It needs to be a group effort, and you need to actually stick to your guns.
Yes, I agree with Breezy. There's resources at the school. This mom sounds like she's afraid to ask for help, and she shouldn't be.
Correct. All right. Well, there we have it. So all hope is not lost.
By the way, can you just name one time as a 16-year-old girl where you came home totally plastered?
16? No, yeah. I wasn't drinking at 16. That's wild.
No? Yeah. That's...
No, maybe like 18. My mom had to pick me up multiple times.
Oh, but she...
I'm like getting in the back seat. She's like, get in the front. I'm like, isn't this an Uber? She's like, no.
But she was just more happy that you went out of your way to call.
Oh, no, she wasn't happy whatsoever. I mean, like, I didn't call. Someone else called for me.
Oh, really?
Like blackout drunk.
Oh, yeah. My God. No. Yeah, really
hashtag,
tough.
Hashtag role model.
Thanks, Allison, for the message for parental. Really appreciate it. And I'll get to some of the messages we didn't get to this morning. I'll send them over to you. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. It's Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back.